Springfield's Rock Station, Q102. I'm Leslie. Thanks for hanging out with me tonight. I have two special treats for you. I'm going to be playing the new song from Seven Dust that was released today. I'm also going to be talking with the man himself, LeJon Witherspoon of Seven Dust. How's it going?
It's great. Thank you very, very much for taking the time. Look forward to everyone here and everything, and we're very excited right now.
Awesome. Well, thanks for taking the time out of your day to talk with me. So, there's one thing that I heard recently, and I got to get this off my chest because I think it's kind of cool. I heard that you live in the Kansas City area.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I live in Overland Park. What's up?
That's awesome. So you're somewhat of a local. You're a regional friend.
Yes, and I love it. It's such a beautiful area. We've been there for a while now. And we also have a farmhouse out in Baldwin. So,
awesome.
It's great. I love it out there.
So you're a farmer too?
Yeah.
That's awesome. So I was just up that way recently in Lawrence last week for the Skinny Puppy Show at Liberty Hall.
Oh, wow. I love Liberty Hall. We were down that way taking the kids. We were shopping down there. That's great. Well, right on. Very cool.
Awesome.
Hang out next time you come around.
Yeah, definitely. I do want to say, though, the first couple times that I've ever seen Seven Dust was up in that area. I saw you at Ozfest and the Tattoo of the Earth Festival. So that was
a million years ago.
Yes. Well over 23 or so years ago. But that was the first time I ever saw you guys. So that's kind of holds a little special place in my heart and also for that area. And it's kind of funny that you live up there, too. So,
yeah. Well, thank you very much. I look forward to seeing you there, Matt.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. So next time I'm up there for a show, I'm going to look for you.
Yeah, we'll definitely keep in touch.
Awesome. So let's talk about this new album you got coming out. This is your 14th album, right?
Yeah.
14.
Truth Killer.
That's awesome. Truth Killer. Tell me about that title. What is a Truth Killer?
Well, I kind of like for people to look at it, but, you know, it's kind of the writing's on the wall right there. Just someone that, you know, tries to kill the truth with everything in their life, you know, just anything that's right there in front of their face. They don't believe it, and they try to, you know, just take it away from you. It's a truth killer. You know,
yeah.
I think a lot of us have seen that, especially over these past 2 years. We've seen a lot of those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. A lot of weird stuff's happening in the world today. That is for sure.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to mention the video that came out for the song Everything. I'm kind of an art dork. So I grew up with MTV. I love music videos. And the video for the song, to me, it's literally everything. I got to give
you
props on the way the video was shot. The color choices, all those textures. It was a beautiful video.
Oh, thank you. Very fun to film. And our director was great. We had a great time. We actually shot 3 videos. So it's exciting. For everyone, I'm excited for everyone to see what's coming up next, but also the video released today for Everything in the single, and it's so exciting hearing the feedback and people, you know, being excited about seeing us old men again. So what's up?
Yeah, it's honestly my favorite song from you guys right now. That
wow.
It kind of I don't know the proper word for it, but it hit me really hard, and your voice is like butter. Your voice is so good.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Let me turn my ringer off. It was incredible to do this album also with Elvis again and Jeff and the team and to be with the brothers. It was very exciting. The energy was there. These songs came. And we sat on this for a while, just, you know, because the world's been so crazy, man. It's just time for I feel like everyone to hear these songs and everything. I feel like it's uplifting. It's going to bring people out of that, you know, that haze that we've kind of been in for such a long time. So I hope that it's uplifting and it means a lot of things to a lot of people that bring them out of that. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I kind of felt some sort of way after hearing the song for the first time, too. So it's very, very good. And I think a lot of people here in our listening area, Springfield, Missouri, they're going to love it. 100%.
And I can't wait to come back to Springfield. What's up?
It's been a minute. Yeah.
No, that's too crazy when we're off, you know, have to make some time and the family have to come up there and visit.
Yeah, do that for sure. Definitely come by the station. We'd love to have you just hang out for a few minutes and, you know, whatever. But yeah, you guys are currently on the road. I do have to mention, we're going to talk about Sick New World here, that festival in Las Vegas. I cannot believe the lineup. That is...
Well, I can't believe the lineup, and I can't believe we're not going to see anyone.
You're not?
Because we are on tour with our lovely brothers in Alter Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And so tonight we play Louisville, Kentucky, and then we immediately leave to go to the airport to fly to Vegas, play the Sick New World, but then we have to get off the stage and get back to the airport to get back to our tour bus.
Oh, that's a bummer.
To Chattanooga to meet back with the tour. So we might get to say hello to a couple of people, but other than like seeing anything, I can't believe it.
I was going to ask you who you were excited to see, but dang, I guess not.
Everybody. I'm like, nobody is getting seen.
that's rough, man. That's like the one festival that I was so excited about that I don't get to go to. You know, everyone out here is excited about Rocklahoma, but once that Sick New World came out, I was like, oh, this is the festival to end all festivals for me.
It's great. Yeah, I can't wait. I have to tell you about it after we do it because it's crazy that it's a revolving stage.
Whoa.
And each band plays 30 minutes. So I don't know why it's going to be crazy. So we're going all the way to Vegas to play 30 minutes. Thank you. Good night.
Yeah, that's crazy. But, you know, it's going to be a good time. Everyone there is going to love it. Minds are going to be blown. But I'm sad that I can't be there.
Well, you know, I'll take the energy with me from my spring
tour. So, there is a second leg on this Ponds and Kings tour that's going to bring you to Fayetteville, Arkansas. That's not until August, though. But that's only a couple hours from us here in Springfield. So I think a lot of us from Springfield are going to make a trip out there to see it.
Well, I hope so, because that's definitely the family. It's only like 3.5 hours from our house, too. So that's good. And I can't wait to be on that run with, you know, also Mammoth's going to be on that with us. So it's just going to be it's a family reunion for us. Alter Bridge, Seven Dust, and Mammoth. It's going to be a good time. And I look forward to everyone seeing that tour.
Oh, it's going to be great. How's the tour been going so far?
Oh, fantastic. Every night's been pretty much sold out. And it's a good night. You know, we get to get up there and jam out. Right now, it's only Seven Dust and Alter Bridge. So it's like an evening with. And we have a good time and, you know, just getting on down the road. It's only, I think, only a week and a half left.
Okay, and you're getting pretty good responses with the new stuff, right?
Yes, we
of course.
We put Fence in the set. We put Fence in the set list, and it's going over real well. And it's funny. The light guy has the same sequence in the new video to Fence too, as we do the live show. So it looks really cool.
Yeah, the video for Fence is funny too, with that whole claymation stop motion. That's kind of like a throwback to some of the 80s cartoons and stuff.
That's exactly what we wanted to do, man. It's that nostalgia, and so many people seem to love it, you know. And it's just something that brings us back to when we were growing up. And, it also brings me back to, you know, when we had the kids and they were little, and you would try to watch, well, not try to, but accidentally go past Adult Swim and the claymation stuff would be on you. And you're like, oh my God, I can't believe they're allowing this on TV.
So now you got your kids and you're doing something that they could watch with you as well. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
I love that.
And this is fun. Yeah, it was fun. And it's something that everyone can have fun with. You know, first off, how it started, I can be honest with you. I said, I don't want to be in a video. We're not ready to be in a video right now. Let's do something different. And this came out so awesome that we actually want to do more videos like that.
Yeah, definitely do that. Because I think it's pretty fun to step away from actual, like, videos and just to do something different.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I love that. I love that whole Toxic Avenger thing going on in the video as well.
Yeah, it's cool. It's crazy. We turn into zombies and everything. Oh, my God.
Yeah, let's just hope that doesn't actually happen at a Seven Dust show.
Oh, no. I wouldn't eat anybody first of all.
Although it would be kind of funny if you actually did slime people in the audience, kind of like a Nickelodeon thing.
Oh, my goodness. It's like, what's those guys, Gore Show.
Yeah. That would be kind of fun, you know, something different. Maybe like the last day of tour.
Somebody would be upset with it. I don't know exactly who.
Yeah,
somebody.
You know, there's always somebody that's going to get pissed off for no reason. But
that's funny.
Oh, so that's awesome, man. So this album is coming out on July 28th. Not too much longer to wait for that.
Yeah, and then, you know, we have two new singles out now. And so hope everybody's enjoying them. And, we're going to be out there on the road, you know, hopefully seeing everyone again and it's back in some type of normalcy. So we're really excited, you know, got some fire in this.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. You guys have been killing it since day one and you have not skipped a beat whatsoever.
Well, thank you very much. You're still hanging in there. And the energy from everyone out there, the family, it's incredible. And that's what keeps us going. Music is a healer.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's definitely time to get back out and heal some folks.
Absolutely. We've had some real rough times lately and this is the time to do it.
Yes, ma'am.
So you can pre-order your album right now at napalmrecordsamerica.com. Where else can we pre-order Time Killer?
At 7dust.com and all that stuff and all the social media, 7dust, everything.
Awesome. Awesome. I cannot wait for this album. I just want to say thank you again, LaJon, for taking the time to call in. You are amazing. 7dust is amazing, and I cannot wait to see you on the road.
Thank you. You're amazing. I look forward to seeing you too soon.
Oh, thank you. And it's right now I'm going to play the new song for everybody. The song is called Everything. Turn it all the way up. It's Q102.